You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. It is what it is. That is the most powerful mindset that any red pill man can achieve. Why? Because it's at that point you fully accept that you have control over nothing, only yourself. But you can truly see everything around you, and you can make your own plan and move according to that plan. Boy, I tell you. I've been watching a lot of content from other creators, such as GMB, Grown Man Business, Obsidian, of course, Abba and Preach. And one of the topics that GMB recently did was the fact that modern relationships are pointless. Man, that was a powerful live stream that he did. I don't know if it's still up, but luckily for me, I always download videos and put them into my war chest. But Obsidian recently did a video where he put the question, why can't modern men and modern women tell the truth to each other? Now, that is a very, very simple answer. Now, I'm going to call that one right down the middle. Social judgment. See, people are still caught up in this whole, I don't want to be judged. But once you've entered the mindset of it is what it is, you don't care about social judgment. Now, when it comes to men, why can't men tell women the truth? I can't believe people still ask this question. It's simple, because men know if they tell women the truth, they won't get laid. Simple as that. Now, why can't women tell men the truth? Well, they know that they won't get commitment from that man. See how that reverts back to the whole gatekeepers? Women are the gatekeepers of sex. Men are the gatekeepers of commitment and relationships. However, all of this deception and lying and manipulation, that right there, once again, it is what it is. When you finally see all of this for what it truly is, you say, you know what? I'm going to pull myself back. I'm not going to engage into that behavior. See, that's another reason why I know I can never go back into the whole mating market. All the bullshit lying, all the games, that's just stupid. However, what this also shows is something that one of my old Navy commanders told me. Peace is not profitable. Yeah, there's so much money to be made in dysfunction and discourse between men and women across the board. Every ethnic group, as long as there's some sort of discourse, then there's people at the top who's going to be making money off of it. Once again, it is what it is. When you truly see all of this, you bounce out. You say, you know what? I'm going to go over here. But all in all, everything that's happening right now, it's all been planned. Even the Charlie 19, the whole vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Once again, it is what it is. When you see all of this for what it truly is. I still, to this day, see people driving their cars, windows up, with masks on. Really? But this is my favorite. This is by far my favorite thing to see. Clinically obese people in the scooter with an oxygen tank with a mask on. Yes, gentlemen, I have seen that in numerous department stores. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're so worried about a virus, but you're not worried about your own physical health. You're not worried about your body. Okay. Yep, I got it. You haven't been told to take off the mask. Gotcha. Once again, it is what it is. Oh my gosh. Now, insofar as the modern woman of 2021, fellas, if you're thinking that traditionalism is going to come back, you can go ahead and scrap that plan. That is done. These women of today have made it crystal clear. They do not want to be traditional. They want you men to be traditional. But for them, oh, no, 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 no. I'm trying to secure the bag, as they like to say. Basically, what they mean by securing the bag for them means that they don't want to be under you. Okay, cool. However, ladies, here's a little bit of truth that a lot of you have not realized. Now, I like looking at statistics, and the current statistic when it comes to the ratio, or should I say the total number of men versus women in America. As of 2021, there are 3.4 million more women than there are men in America. And of course, I'm going to put that link in the description box. Yeah. So, women, you can have all the delusion that you want. However, the number simply doesn't lie. There are more of you than there are of us. Now, that's not even putting in any variable at all. Just saying. But once again, it is what it is. Have your standards. Keep your delusion. However, more and more men are walking away. So you know what that means? Your bailout plans are walking away. But of course, women will never admit that. Which goes back to the video that Obsidian put out. Why can't modern men and modern women tell each other the truth? Well, another simple answer to that. Men and women like the beautiful lie instead of the ugly truth. Period. Why? Because the beautiful lie allows them to blame others for what they perceive as failures in their life. Yeah, it's somebody else's fault. Oh, you ain't got this? It's somebody else's fault. You're fat? It's somebody else's fault. I truly cannot understand how that right there is meant to be somebody else's fault. You can't push away from the table, but it's somebody else's fault. Oh my God. Every time CGA plays that clip of Britney Cooper talking about, you know, white supremacy and the diet don't work the same, I fall out of my chair. It is so fucking hilarious. Seriously, I would love to know the Klansmen who were dressed up in their white robes, who were putting a feeding tube into that woman's mouth, saying, "Eat, eat." Yeah, right. The diet don't work the same. But once again, gentlemen, it is what it is. Accept this crazy world. You do not have the power to change it. And my humble question would be, even if you did have the power to change it, would you change it? Personally, if I could Thanos snap it, I wouldn't do a damn thing. I truly wouldn't. Why? Because this world is so on fire, yet it is so entertaining. I just sit back and laugh at all of it. Because that's all you really can do. Once you truly see and understand everything for what it truly is, remember, gents, the acronym that Vegito Black came up with, LOOS. Look around, observe everything, sit back, enjoy the show. Seriously, that's all you can do. Now, as long as you're operating within the confines of the written law, that's all you're required to do. You're not required to be nice to people. Now, of course, being, you know, civil, cordial, all that stuff, that's a good thing. But all in all, you're not required under any obligation to help anybody. Yes, selfish as that sounds, you know, self-preservation has to be your number one motivation in life. But something else that, you know, my female coworkers or people in general have started to say about me: you simply don't give a fuck anymore. And that's not a bad thing. You're more outgoing. You're more talkative. And I say, yeah, why? Because I've simply reverted back to my old Navy mentality, which is, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. And women are saying, you're so forthcoming. You're brutally honest. You're truly brutally honest. I say, yeah, that is actually my default setting. And of course they ask me, well, why? Well, simple. I'm not trying to have sex with you, so therefore I see no need to lie to you. Period. So of course, when I say that, it kind of short circuits them. It's like, but yeah, look, marital status aside, I'm not trying to sleep with you. Therefore, I have no reason to lie to you, which once again goes back to the answer to Obsidian's question and his video. A man that wants to sleep with a woman naturally wants to lie to her. And that's been programmed into us as men, because if we hurt a woman's feelings, odds are she won't have sex with us. But once you finally say and accept the mind state of it is what it is, that frees you from that chain, that frees you from that bind, that frees you from the need to instinctively try to win that woman over. Mm-hmm. And it also frees you from the desire to get social validation. Fuck these people. Period. Only thing they're trying to do is take from you anyway. So do not try to fight what's happening out here. Don't. Accept it. Move on down the road. Also, that mentality, it is what it is, It frees you from being shamed. Yeah. That is a wonderful feeling, because we know society as a whole, and women and other men, will try to shame you into a position to where you can be used by them. Oh, no, 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 no. Not me. Not anymore. So, yes, when women ask me questions, oh, I am straight up and down with them, just like an ass crack, straight up and down. Like one woman, the Asian woman who was asking me about, you know, her relationship woes, she eventually came back to me and she was kind of peeved at me, saying, well, you know, she shouldn't ask me these types of things because it made her feel bad. To which I told her, listen, you're the one who told me that you sabotaged all of your past relationships. So the common denominator is you. That's why I said you need therapy. Now, of course, nurses tend to be some of the most fucked up women on the planet. Oh, she really didn't like that. And I said, well, you know what? Hey, that's the truth. Nurses tend to be some of the most fucked up women on the planet because of the shit that y'all have to deal with. And you tend to be some of the most unfaithful women, because she let it slip that she cheated on a lot of her boyfriends. So, of course, I threw those facts into her face and she really didn't like it. But hey, I told her, look, you're the one who gave me the information, so now I get to give it back to you. Hey, it is what it is. But yeah. Yeah, all in all, I'm very forthcoming. I'm very brutally honest. One of my female coworkers asked me, you know, you're such in a good mood. Did you get laid recently? And without skipping the beat, I said, nope, I didn't call any of my escorts over, or I didn't go to any Asian massage parlor. And her face just went white. It's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. If I desire sex from a woman, I'll just go out and, you know, pay for that service. Because to me, it's nothing more than a business transaction. And every woman in the shop just froze. I'm like, what? What, just because I'm still legally married does not mean I'm dead. Yeah, I still like the company of a woman. So why not just pay for that said service? The look on their face. Oh, my God. They knew at that point they could not shame me ever again. They can't talk shit to me. Why? Because I simply don't care. Oh, and another tactic, gentlemen. I'm pretty sure I told you guys about this in the past. Agree and amplify. That's another thing that completely kills people's attempts to shame you. If someone calls you a name, agree with it and take your response so over the top that it short circuits them. Like another one of my female coworkers, she said, oh my God, you're such a pervert. I said, well, yeah. If liking women makes me a pervert, then guess what? I'm going to be the dirty old man till the day that I die. And once again, it's completely short-circuited her. Once again, it is what it is. My give-a-fuck meter has completely broken. And you know what? It's so freeing to finally stop trying to essentially lie to remain in good society, so to speak. Well, I've ranted long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Have you finally entered that mindset of it is what it is and completely stopped giving a fuck and truly living your life from that point? Let me know. Oh, and ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and the ability of men to finally stop giving a fuck, or excuse me, of men lying to you, will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more men, day by day, are starting to adopt the it is what it is mindset. And once they fully do, guess what? They're walking off the plantation. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.